And you're listening to WBAI. This is the Friday edition of the morning show here, post-Thanksgiving morning show. My name is Mario Murillo here with Michael G. Haskins. And in our next segment, we're going to be taking a look at a really interesting project, community-based project that involves so many different aspects. It's May Day Space, the May Day Space in Bushwick. You probably heard about it before. In fact, back in September, October, you might have heard a special report that was on Democracy Now featuring the preview of the documentary Citizen 4. And there was a big event in which that was launched with a number of great speakers, including Jeremy Scahill. Played it a lot here on WBAI and you know, got a lot of mileage out of that. The space, May Day Space, is still in its developing stages, and we have the co-founder of the May Day Space here with us in the studio, Anna Noguera. Anna, thank you so much for joining us on WBAI, and welcome back in many ways. Anna's a former producer for Democracy Now!, an independent documentarian and journalist, and one of the people behind May Day Space. So it's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us, tell our listeners, what exactly is the whole concept behind May Day Space?
Well, May Day Space is basically two projects. One is a bar, cafe, and event space, and that will subsidize a community space on the second floor above the bar. And, you know, the whole thing came to be kind of by accident. My landlord approached me, my landlord of 13 years, who I have a really good relationship with, and he said, I'm building a new building. What should I do with it? And, you know, space is such a premium in New York City. We're running out of spaces. The Breck Forum closed. So many spaces have closed. And me and my friends got together and we decided we're going to reopen another movement space for New York City. We all miss Charas. We all cut our teeth in Charas in the Lower East Side and still lament the closing of that. And, you know, some of us have tried to fight to get it back and have lost that battle. So we just decided we're going to start a new one. And this time it's going to be sustainable in that it's actually going to have an economic engine, which itself is a movement space, a way for groups who need to fundraise can have a fundraising party and with a full bar and a great sound system and actually have amazing cultural events that bring new people in, bring young people in and expose them to not only culture, but the politics of our movements in the city.
You brought up a lot of things. First of all, it's interesting that there is, every now and then you'll find a friendly landlord that you can work with and develop
amazing.
Some interesting ideas. So that's kudos to you and to your landlord. And the issue of space and hearing the name, Charas closing and so many other important spaces. Where is May Day Space? That's what a lot of people are probably wondering. Oh, well, there's this new thing going. Where exactly is it?
It's in Bushwick. It's right on the Jefferson stop of the L train on the same block as the Jefferson stop. And, you know, Bushwick, I've lived there for 13 years. I remember many years ago, none of my friends would even come visit me. They thought it was too far out. Nobody goes to Bushwick. Now, gentrification is going through the roof in Bushwick, and rents have gone up by a lot. And, you know, as is always the case, it's the artists that move in first. So it's actually been, over the past few years, a really thriving area for artists who have actually, they understand gentrification and are actually taking good steps to meet with and create community neighborhood groups about tenants' rights. And there's actually really good politics that, you know, it might go the way of Williamsburg eventually, but part of what the role May Day wants to play is to bridge those communities and bridge those gaps and actually inform people about what they can do to stop gentrification or to mitigate it. So one of the things we did is we brought in Make the Road, which is a longtime Bushwick-based but New York City's largest immigrant-led organization. They work on workers' rights. They work on immigration policy. And they're moving in and expanding their classes in May Day, hosting adult literacy and citizenship trainings and Spanish and English classes. And in that way, we hope to have a very diverse audience in May Day that's rooted in the community.
I want to talk about the funding and the kind of the sustainability of it. The idea of having a bar, kind of a social space in the kind of entertainment connotation of the word. But before that, you did have kind of a breakthrough or inaugural process event, series of events that took place there. I mentioned the Jeremy Scahill and Citizen 4, but you also, during the build-up to the climate march, It was also used. So want to talk to us about that.
Yeah, so the building is not quite finished. It still needs to have heating systems in place.
That's
and
important,
all this
stuff. Especially as we're getting into
December, yeah, which is why we're closed right now and, and using that time to figure out all our systems. But in the summer, this amazing opportunity surfaced where I knew that the People's Climate March was being organized, and a bunch of artists were looking for a space to host as a production space for all the amazing art that march wanted to produce. So I reached out to them and I reached out to my landlord. I said, hey, there's this great opportunity. We don't need heat in the summer. Let's host these people in the lead up to the march. And, you know, my landlord's great, but he's not political. So he took a leap of faith with this. And hundreds of people converged on May Day space this summer and really brought it to life. And a lot of people came to the space and got a taste for what it could be and can be. And in that time, we also took the opportunity to host the kind of events that we want to host. Besides the continuous 24-hour day art production that was going on, we also hosted report backs from Ferguson. We hosted panel discussions. We hosted the launch of Jeremy's book with Glenn Greenwald and Laura Poitras and the premiere of her trailer. We hosted neighborhood, you know, talks about what's going on in Bushwick. And even Workers' Family Party, Green Party, Global Voices. We had so many events, and it really showed people the diversity of things we want to bring to Bushwick.
But you're also trying to lure people to kind of see it as a permanent space, a working space for the short and long term. Talk about that and the sustainability of that, because like WBAI, like a Brecht Forum, and like all these other organizations, part of the issue is cash flow, is having... You know, so what is is there going to be like a rolling kind of scale in terms of allowing organizations to utilize the space in that way?
Well, there's hopefully two spaces that we'll be running on the second floor besides Make the Road space. One is a social justice co-working space where we want to offer cheap, affordable desk space to small groups who can come and work together, you know, two or three people in a room of about 15 or 20 that have overlapping interests and can work together. And a lot of these groups are now working from home. They don't have an office space. They don't have a conference room. This would be basically their rent would just cover the rent and not much more than that. And the hope is that they will also bring people into the space to use the second room, which is an 800-square-foot programming room with a terrace. And people can host their own private events there. They can host classes. They can host film screenings, meetings. And that would be covered, you know, we would charge something, sliding scale, depending on what your event is. And that would help cover, you know, a staff member. But the rent will be covered by the bar downstairs. Mm-hmm. Our big problem right now, our catch-22, is that the community space is going to be open before the bar is open, because it's going to take us 6 months to build the bar. So we have a Kickstarter campaign right now to cover that gap. And we're hoping enough of the community sees the vision and sees the potential here that they'll help us out in that interim period until the bar is open and can cover it.
So before we get into the Kickstarter campaign, the projection is that the bar will be generating enough income, that the social space there will generate enough income to cover the entire rent of the space. But that, again, will happen in 5-6 months.
Right.
Okay, so let's talk about the Kickstarter campaign. That is specifically to hold you over while that... tell us about that.
Yeah, and it's to hold us over for the rent, like I said, until the bar can cover it. It's also to help us finish the space out. You know, whoever did see the space this summer saw that it was still pretty raw. We have, you know, floors to stain and the moldings to finish and furniture to buy and all the audio-visual equipment to purchase to make all these events the best they can be. So there's some setup we need to. Also, a crew of 4 or 5 of us have been busting...
That's okay. You've been working really hard.
Yeah, we've been working really hard too. You know, all volunteer, and we need some support. Otherwise, we all need to go get other jobs, and then it's going to all fall apart. So we need to also keep some people afloat for a couple months while we're setting it all up.
Mm-hmm. And the license for the liquor, that's all been processed and it's all good to go, or are you still waiting for that?
We haven't officially started it yet. We're waiting for... It's all a matter of timing with the liquor authority. So we've started the process, but we're not like actually turning the key until we know exactly when we're going to start the build out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very exciting, and we'll tell people, like, encourage you folks to go to the website maydayspace.org, check it out, and support what they're trying to do. Completely could relate, given the current circumstances of WBAI, as not only are we struggling with kind of day-to-day operations, you know, the transmitter fees, which obviously are so expensive for the station, paying for premiums and things like that to keep the station afloat, but the finding of a permanent home. One of the reasons why, and one of the things that was really problematic for me when I took on the position as interim program director, was recognizing that WBAI does not have a home. We're kind of a displaced, separated family with a studio up in Harlem, offices in Brooklyn, and that hopefully within the next months, you know, several months, we can take that similar approach. And we're in the commons, in the offices in the commons in downtown Brooklyn, which the owner of the place is very much thinking in terms of what May Day Space is trying to do. And hopefully that will, you know, kind of come to fruition within the foreseeable future, because otherwise, you know, it's going to be very difficult to turn it around. What possibilities do you see, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but collaborations, May Day Space, WBAI, not necessarily that we're going to take over space there, but I think it's very exciting that we can do some collaborative projects, events, certainly in the community.
Yeah, I would love to have BAI. I mean, you said that you have a portable recording system. So, I mean, all the events that we host there, I know everybody would love to have that content on WBAI. It's such an important resource, WBAI, and to be able to actually have teams willing to come there would be amazing. I mean, there's also space available, but I think the Commons is an amazing project. It's in a totally different part of Brooklyn. We need to have more of these spaces all over the place. So if BAI can be agile and move around to all of them, it would serve so many communities.
That's what we're hoping. And again, the address of May Day Space?
It's 214 Star Street, Starr.
In Bushwick, and their virtual address, maydayspace.org. Check it out and support their Kickstarter campaign to try to keep it sustained for the next 6 months or so until they really take it off the ground. I guess we can say in the summertime, you know, late spring, early summer, we'll be hanging out there at May Day Space celebrating the new community space. Anna Nogueira, congratulations, and let's be in touch here at BAI and with May Day Space. Again, the co-founder of the new May Day Space in Brooklyn, maydayspace.org is the website. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Mitch. Looking forward to seeing you at May Day.
Okay.